This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to BizBytes. It's almost time for us to wrap up for the day. But of course, we are talking about Facebook and how they have been paying people as young as 13 years old for full access to their phone and then been giving these people around $20 per month to look at all of their data on the phone. Our question for you today was, would you let Facebook do that if they paid you? We've had some messages. Chris, let's go to Twitter.
On Twitter, Soma says, never. I'm no longer active in Facebook since last year, April. And also says, not at all. And Boone also says, never. So a lot of people are on the never front here, mm-hmm. I think.
I think we're all right with that, aren't we?
Yeah. I've been out of Facebook for like nearly a year now, I think. If
I'm not mistaken. I can't stop.
Kind of lost count.
Sadly.
Yeah. I only access Facebook on my desktop, so I don't access Facebook on my mobile phone. So if anyone tagged me something, I wouldn't know until I decide to open Facebook on my desktop.
Well, it's lunchtime now, Jeff.
Yeah.
So let's
also, it's Chinese New Year coming up very soon. Yeah.
So let's get away with the negativity just for a few moments whilst we talk about food, glorious food.
Something to make you feel probably a little bit better, because you'll be munching all the Chinese New Year cookies that will be coming your way very soon, probably starting today itself. And a lot of us, this is a report based on how staying slim isn't just about what you eat. It's about your DNA as well, right? So many people have, skinny friends who claim to not gain weight even when they eat unhealthy food. I know many people who are in that category. I used to be one of those categories as well, but then, poof, I suddenly, sort of became one of those up kind of characters, because it's just like, I bloomed. Like, suddenly, like, there was like 40 kgs just suddenly I put on. It may be the age, right?
Right.
So several pieces of DNA turned out to be associated with lower body weight, suggesting a genetic basis for slimness. The findings also suggest that thinness may be heritable. So previous research has suggested that about 40 to 70% of variation in our body weight can be explained by genetics. And scientists have discovered a link between genes and obesity. So Sada Faruqi at the University of Cambridge and her colleagues wanted to know if slimness is also encoded in our DNA. So the team collected genomic information from over 1,400 individuals who have always been lean. Although their BMIs are below the normal cutoff, all of the individuals are actually in very good health. So Faruqi compared their DNA with that of the 1,400 individuals who became obese before the age of 10 and 6,400 individuals with the normal body weight. The team found some genetic markers are significantly more common in thin people. In total, genetics accounted for about 28% of someone's likelihood of being thin, which is comparable to the strength of a genetic link to obesity. Moreover, the team actually found that those who have been obese since childhood may carry more genes that increase their risk of being obese. And in contrast, thin individuals have fewer obesity-related genes. So yeah, there are some people who just, can't seem to put on weight. And I personally know a few people, and I used to be one of them as well. My cousin, I think, used to be one of them. And then we used to take this Appeton weight gain kind of thing and all these other kind of... Yeah, we used to do all of those. And
I had like, to do that too.
Yeah,
because here feeling real slighted in the studio right now.
So, you know what? At the end of the day, it's your DNA that makes up who you are. So just go about, it's Chinese New Year, you're going to have these cookies, have one or two, control. Everything's about moderation, right? So have one or two, don't feel so bad.
Because there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, your DNA.
Yeah, so what it is, right, is that, when everyone's balik kampung ing during Chinese New Year, and inevitably your relatives will, first of all, spoon food onto your plate, and then call you fat.
Yeah.
Then you can be like, oh, did you know that it's actually genetics? You're not looking too good yourself.
Fiery Chinese New Year.
There's always a comeback, right?
Yeah, not from personal experience at all. 0%.
Just enjoy the cookies that are coming your way and blame it on your DNA.
Right. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gents, of course, tomorrow is a holiday.
Yes, it is. Well, for those who are in the Klang, in KL, in Kuala Lumpur.
Including us.
Yeah, so we are finally on a holiday on the 1st of February. We're really happy. I feel really bad for those working in Selangor. But if you are my friend and you know me personally, I don't feel bad at all.
I don't feel bad at all.
I mean, for those people who miss us in Selangor tomorrow, you can listen to our podcasts and stuff.
Of course.
So, you know.
But we'll still be on air, of course. Yeah. Ladies and gents,
we've got special shows lined up. Conversations this month will happen tomorrow at 10 a.m. onwards.
It will indeed. But that's all the time we have for Biz Bytes. Now, it's been an interesting show because I honestly thought there'd be a lot more people saying, no, absolutely, I would not allow Facebook access. And yet, despite, you know, you saying they need to pay us more, you're still saying I would do it.
You
for
would
money.
Do it. Yeah, you would do it.
So I suppose it,
money makes the world go
if
round, guys.
If I'm using Facebook, I'm actively using Facebook and stuff, I may actually say yes.
Yeah.
I know I can't demand a higher amount than $20, although I think my data is a lot more valuable than $20. Mm. What is the exact value? I have no idea. It depends on maybe you sign up an agreement with me. Every time you use my data and you sign a $1 million deal, like I get 1% out of it or 0.1% out of it or something like that, right?
And this is the whole thing, right? You know, there's been that rumor for a long time about Facebook at some point charging consumers to use their service.
If they do that,
if that happened, you can just turn around and say, absolutely no.
It's
go
too
take a
late.
Hike. It's too late.
It's too late for Facebook to have a business model where you pay Facebook to use their services and they won't monetize your data because they already know so much about you.
Correct.
They can predict what you're going to buy next.
Yeah. Right. Of course, that was the story that we led with. That was story number one, how Facebook have been paying teens, people as young as 13, for access to their data.
And story number two was Snappy Tappy. It's the 1% James Bond, 99% Johnny English espionage criminal case that Huawei is part of now. Of course, Tappy is a robot that was made by T-Mobile, and Huawei is now apparently stole some of the information that this how they made this robot. So
And then we talked about when should you stop bootstrapping and ask people for money.
Indeed.
And also, if you're celebrating Chinese New Year or you're just going to be munching on a lot of the cookies over the weekend, don't feel bad. It's just your DNA because scientists prove that sometimes staying slim isn't just about what you eat. It's also your DNA.
Mm.
It's in your genes is
it's
what they're
saying. It's in your genes.
Yeah. Or not in your genes if you can't fit in them. If you can't eat too much.
Boom!
We're
time to wrap up.
Light drop.
All right. Ladies and gents, don't go anywhere though because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. Shopee have recently expressed their ambitions to grow aggressively this year, but how will the Tencent-backed e-commerce platform fare amidst fierce competition in Malaysia? The Breakfast Grill spoke with Ian Ho, who is the regional managing director for Shopee, talking about quality control and piracy concerns. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. To take us into the break, we have Little Richard on the back of that story about don't feeling bad about eating. It is Long Tall Sally here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.